I've walked over to a black building, which is the Village Hall in Lower Sweden.
Is this correct? Yes.
And I've been wondering where everybody was going. And I found out that there is actually a market here. I'm astounded. This is such a gorgeous, gorgeous market. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
The Running Bean was set up in July last year to support and promote the sale of vegetable excesses off the allotments and the gardens of the village and the parish. And we currently have that as a main theme. We have eggs and mushrooms from Morton Pinckney, cakes made locally, a bread man who comes in, and rotating meat producers. Today we've got Napton water buffalo, who are 11 miles from here, and they come once a month with others.
So all of this produce here, because today is from within sort of just, you know, either from the actually in the village or the surrounding villages?
Yes, that's right. Everything on this table, apart from the obvious peaches, plums and asparagus, are from this parish.
That's absolutely incredible. I mean, Northamptonshire, this area in Northamptonshire has got an absolutely amazing quality of soil to grow these bits and pieces, I've been told.
Have you really?
I have.
People would say the quality of the muck is better.
Right.
The same source of muck. It's just what grows, and people have a lot left over, and it gives us a place to show them.
So this is actually your wife who runs this, and I'm looking around. These cakes look absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to have to go over and talk to the lady. And these cakes are made locally, are they?
See that lady there?
Yeah.
She made them.
I'm going to go and talk to her. Thank you very much.
She's my
stepmother. Drawn. I'm really definitely drawn to this here. You've got this gorgeous little table, and it's flecked with sunlight from behind you, and this lovely village hall. Andrea, these are all your creations and your cakes.
Yes, they are, yes. I bake them at home, and my mum bakes some as well. I quite enjoy baking, so...
You do this every week. I'm looking here at this chocolate sponge cake. That's absolutely beautiful. You make these every week, do you?
Yes, we do, so they're fresh every week.
That's wonderful. So, okay, we've got orange biscuits here. I'm going to try one of these orange biscuits. And what are these made with?
Butter, flour, sugar, egg yolk and orange zest.
They're really, really buttery. And that orange, delicious, it's really coming through. Yeah, absolutely delicious. And do you find you have regular people here every week?
Yes, we definitely have regulars. We have some people that order the same cakes every week as well. So.
And these are ginger nuts. What's the secret to making a really good ginger nut?
They're actually quite easy, really. Just make sure that you've got the oven at the right temperature so they cook but don't burn. There's not much to do.
They're absolutely gorgeous. Could I get two packets of these? I'm going to check. They're 75 pence each, so I'll take two packets of those, please. And then... that shortbread looks divine. We have three shortbreads. And what would you say? Shall I take chocolate cake or... what do you think? Lemon, stem ginger. That chocolate cake looks absolutely amazing. I'll take that one as well, please.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're running away from me. I can see. I brought the recorder over, and this poor lady. I've been told that these eggs here are your eggs, are they? And you sell them in the market every week here.
Yes.
And what sort of chickens do you? What sort of chickens are these from? Are they free range chickens? So these mushrooms that are on here. I mean, I don't very often see wild mushrooms. They're chestnut mushrooms. Then are they just? They've just been. They're farmed, and have they been picked locally?
Judith.
You're Judith, yes.
Yes, they're picked locally at Morton Pinckney. It's Morton mushrooms, isn't it? Morton mushrooms.
They look fantastic because all of the things in this room are sort of, you know, local, and these eggs, they're free range local eggs as well.
Yeah, they're free range local.
That's brilliant. Well, in which case, please could I have, three packs of, I need about 18 eggs, so one and a half dozen. There's so many different ways of saying 18 eggs, isn't there? I'm really pleased. There's so many things here. That's brilliant. I'm making breakfast tomorrow for a whole gang of people, so they're absolutely perfect. Yes, thank you. And how you've been running this how long, Judith?
18 months now.
Is it going? I mean, this is so busy in here. Is this just because of the village show, or is this sort of something? Is it really buzzing every Saturday?
It buzzes every Saturday. We also have a cafe on Saturday mornings, which we do full English, and we showcase as many products that come to the market as possible. So the eggs, mushrooms, sausages, bread, as much as we can, we will cook.
That's amazing. I think it must be really bringing the community together.
Yes, it does, because we're only a very small community, but a lot of the community do come every Saturday. That's fantastic.
Where did the initial idea come from to do this?
Well, we grow vegetables and we've had too many a couple of years ago, and we thought, well, how do we get these out to the public without, you know, it's very difficult. So we then thought, we also live in the countryside, there's lots of fantastic rural products that people aren't able to access normally, like buffalo and Highland beef and other breeds and things. So we decided that we would put a market together, and we run it every Saturday morning.
What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
And what time do you close shop?
12 o'clock.
Do you know what? I think I live quite a way away, but I think you're going to see me here regularly.
That would be lovely.
I'm really, really impressed with it. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
I had to make my way over to this table because there is the most incredible packets of fudge on here, and it's called the Old Chapel Fudge Company. And this is your company, is it?
It's my company, yeah. I set it up about 18 months ago, and I started making this stuff quite by chance. And people began to ask me if it was like the Scottish stuff, and I realised that it was more of a Scottish butter tablet than a fudge. So the original one that you've just tasted is the basis for all of the others. That's the mix to which I add chocolate, roast hazelnuts, roast cashews. The chocolate I use is 85% cocoa and 10% of the mix. And I also use the chocolate to create a number of citrus flavours like pink grapefruit, lime and chocolate with orange.
I'm going to tell you that your fudge, having just tasted it, is one of the best fudges, aside from my own, which I make. And I have to tell you that one of the reasons I make it is because I love that buttery, crumbly texture. And I'm going to tell you that this is possibly probably better, actually, frankly. It's absolutely delicious, and it's just homemade, isn't it?
It's homemade, yeah. It's all made by me. And I used to rent a pub premises and use their kitchen from 6 in the morning until 11. But they've now turned that over to an Indian restaurant. So I now make it from home. But I'll be looking this time next year for a premises because I'll need to begin making it on more of an industrial scale, but try to keep the same homespun sort of costuminess about it.
I think if you can keep that taste with it, I think it's going to be hugely successful, because that is absolutely, utterly delightful. Can I try this dark hazelnut one here? And this is the one that you add the chocolate to.
Yeah, this is the same chocolate, 85% cocoa, 10% of the mix, and whole roast hazelnuts.
Oh, I'm in heaven. Right, I'm going to try this. That's delicious. Hang on. Oh, the chocolate. Comes through, and it's buttery, and then the hazelnut.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's absolutely heavenly. I'd like to take a packet of the original, please.
Sure.
And I'll take a packet of the hazelnut as well. And this chili looks amazing, but I'm just going to stick to the two packets because I've got my waistline to think about.
Oh, well, the best news ever is that you can freeze it. This freezes perfectly. So if you take it out, put it in the freezer, in the bags in which it comes, take it out a couple of hours before you want to eat it, and have a piece every now and again.
Heaven. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
today. And I'm taking her to a